India imports roughly 85% of the crude oil it consumes. Think about that. Every year, trillions of rupees leave this country to pay for oil from somewhere else. It is the single biggest drag on our current account. But nobody is really talking about what sits right under our own waters. On July 31st, 2026, the Union Cabinet approved the Samudra Manthan Scheme, 84,000 crore rupees to explore deep water oil and gas under the Indian seabed. The name comes from mythology, gods and demons churning the ocean for nectar. This version churns the seabed for hydrocarbons. The nectar here is energy self-reliance. So what makes this different from every other energy policy? The government is not just funding exploration, it is absorbing the geological risk. Deep water drilling is binary. You either hit oil or you hit a dry hole. One ultra-deep water well can cost over 1,000 crore rupees. If it comes up dry, that money is gone. That is why private companies do not go after these basins on their own. The risk is too concentrated. So, the government came up with a simple mechanism, 43,000 crore to co-fund 60 deep water wells. They cover up to 50% of your costs, capped at 675 crore per well. The operator still carries risk, but the government has cut the downside in half. It is a shared bet with the sovereign. That changes everything for every upstream player with offshore acreage. Then, 28,000 crore for seismic data. Before you drill, you map. Seismic surveys are basically an X-ray of the seabed. This money flows straight to survey companies. Drilling might take a decade to produce anything. Seismic contracts start paying out in months. And 10,000 crore for shared offshore infrastructure. Plus 2,000 crore for domestic oil field manufacturing. The government is building the shared layer first. Same playbook India used in roads, ports, and telecom. The targets are not small. Over 600 million tons of new reserves. Production from 62 to 80 million tons. Import bill cut by roughly 1 lakh crore rupees annually. But here is the catch. This is still exploration. Dry wells happen. And the timeline is 5 to 10 years to commercial production. A well drilled in 2027 might produce first oil in 2033. So who benefits? The value chain has layers. Seismic companies like Asian Energy Services and Alpha Geo get contracts right now. ONGC, Reliance, Vedanta's Cairn operate the wells. L and T, Mazagon Dock, Koshan Shipyard build the platforms. Wellspun Corp makes the pipes. GAIL handles gas evacuation. Each captures value at a different stage. If you prefer mutual funds, Tata Resources and Energy Fund, DSP Natural Resources, and Nippon India Power and Infra Fund give you exposure across the whole chain. Okay, so here is the real question. This theme has 7 layers of beneficiaries, a 5 to 10 year timeline, binary geological risk, policy risk, execution risk. The market will start pricing the early stages long before any production starts. Are you going to track all of that yourself? The seismic contract awards? The drilling results? Which company won which contract? Which well came up dry? That is a full-time job. And if you miss the inflection points, you miss the upside. This is where Prime Idea comes in. Our portfolio management services track these themes so you do not have to. We monitor the policy announcements, the block awards, the drilling results, the contract flows, all of it. We figure out which companies are positioned at each stage. We build portfolios that capture the opportunity without betting everything on a single outcome. You do not need to become an expert in offshore exploration. You do not need to track 72 OALP blocks. That is our job. We do the research. We track the theme. We manage the risk. We rebalance as the story evolves. Your job is simpler. Stay invested. Stay diversified. Let the theme play out. The investment opportunity starts now with seismic contracts, drilling subsidies, and infrastructure build-out. The question is simple. Do you want to track all of that yourself? Or do you want PrimeIdea to do it for you? Connect with PrimeIdea today. Let us handle the complexity. You focus on what matters. This is Sneha from PrimeIdea. Research-driven, client-first, always.